See, we haven't figured out how to set this up.
The chairs are, you just got to turn the...
I don't know. We're just, we only have about, I don't know, 5 to 6 hours before the game to straighten it out. We're working. It's work in progress. No, maybe 2018. Okay.
How historically tough these games are after a long road trip in a moment like this. Just what would you think about how they would respond, especially the second period when you got your legs right after that?
Pretty much answered the whole. There was my answer. That was it.
Did you like how?
No, I can't do that to him.
Every time they took the lead.
Well, basically, after what happened in Vegas, and to come back and fly back, it's not. You know, it wasn't like it was an hour and a half flight coming back. It's you're traveling three time zones, so it's, you know, it's a little worrisome. And I thought the first period we were fine. We weren't really giving up much, but we weren't really generating anything either. But I thought after that period, you know, we kind of tilted the ice a little bit, and you know, it was just tough because, you know, the guys are battling, and then we, what's the term they use in soccer?
The own goal.
And but we kept coming, you know, we kept going down and kept battling back, and I really like that about our group. But I just, you know, we were thinking, you know, you never know how it's going to turn out, but the way they were playing, you're hoping it was just going to be a matter of time, and they got rewarded.
But every time they scored, you would answer. I mean, that's got to be...
Well, the tough one, all that stuff you're, you know, the second period when we really tilted the ice, you know, give Anderson credit. He was kicking everything out. We finally got one, and then, you know, we have a bad sort on the back check on the 4-on-4. But you got to give, you know, you need some depth scoring, and, you know, Gordo's line really came through with us there. And then to fall behind, you know, and, early in the third, and now time's creeping away, and, you know, it was nice to see, you know, Vladdy's line's done it for us pretty much all year. And they had a really, you know, strong game against Vegas, and again, I thought they had a strong one tonight, and they got rewarded.
How much has Victor, especially the last three games or so, really upped his game?
Yeah, Victor's definitely in beast mode right now. It's been fun to watch, and he can command, take over a game, and right now he's, you know, he's feeling it, and you know, it's a big reason, you know, why we won tonight.
You mentioned Vladdy's line. What is it about Domestikov that allows him to fit with those two
guys? Well, he's got a high hockey IQ, so, you know, Vladdy's one of those guys. Vladdy can play with anybody, and I think he's a great complement because you've got two guys that are big-time shooters, and Vladdy's doesn't have the shot that they have, but he's really good and tight, so he can make those plays. That's where he gets a lot of his goals, is right in front of the net. But as I said, he sees the ice, so he can put pucks in spots that can make, you know, good things can happen for Cooch and Stammer. That's what he's good at.
Coop, you mentioned Gord. You know, he's not afraid to stick his nose in there, even though he's not the biggest guy. Can you talk about how his game's evolved since you saw him last year when he came up?
He's more aware of the NHL now. I think when you first come up, you're just trying to survive, to be honest. And, you know, he's gone kind of the road less traveled and played in a lot of pro leagues before he got here. But the one thing you can't take away from him is he's fearless, his tenacity. He just never stops. And, you know, he's got some skill, he can shoot it, but it's just, I mean, his engine never stops running, and guys like that usually find a way.
You mentioned having been in beast mode here, but he did that over the course of his career in different spurts. But where's this kind of the offensive aggressiveness going to be coming from? Is it more so just like a confidence
thing? No, I wouldn't say that. It's like nobody keeps it up all year. Like, Victor's been great for us all year, but now he's really, you know, point wise, the production's coming, and I don't think you can judge everybody just by how many points they get. It was just a matter of time. This was going to happen. You look at out west, Brett Burns, you weren't going to keep him down forever, and he's kind of doing the same thing right now. And it's, you know, it's hard to get points in this league, especially on the back end. But the good ones always find a way, and you know, they're just Hedy's being rewarded for a lot of his good play of late.